I think I'm ready to throw things around.
Shall we recap? There was combat.
There was combat. I haven't made the 3-point shot yet, but the night is young.
Indeed. Oh, I should do the intro, shouldn't I? Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars. GURPS Star Wars homebrew, because that's the only kind that's halfway legal. I mean, I'm not selling it to anybody, so hey. With Eo and Ellie and Crash. They found a whole bunch of monsters in a cave, and Tuxa has been turning invisible and sneaking past to see where the monsters might be hiding, and, well, there's a pit of different nope, and she just noticed one starting to climb out of it. Meanwhile, others have been going splat, etc. You know, it's been combat.
There was a lot of
and the
lightning.
Monsters.
There was a lot of lightsabering. There was a lot of telekinesis othering. There was a lot of yelling from further back in the cave about "Don't try it, Mittens, and I'm going to shoot you." And foos thud.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, the NPCs are up to things that people have not been glancing over their shoulders to notice because, well, nobody's gotten shot in the back yet. Although the thing did go off. That shotgun did, slug thrower.
They're not shooting at me. And these bird creatures, or creatures that were once birds and now are nopes, do seem to have the intention of ending me. So I'm going to play basketball with their heads.
And the rest of them?
Well, that'll come along for the ride, I'm sure.
True enough.
Unless I get my way first.
Well, then I'll still have the head.
Exactly. But the rest won't come along.
That will make for a better projectile to toss at the next one. My favorite scene from last time came from Entuxa, where Entuxa just flat out stared at one of them while holding out a hand and lightning to death a different one. It's like, you made the right idea to run away and cower. Keep making the right idea.
We'll see how that works, won't we?
He has chosen poorly.
Indeed. Thank
Wrong
you
George Lucas property.
Details.
I believe there was also a quote from Babylon 5.
Yes, it was a good one. It was so good I almost ended it there, but then I was reminded appropriately that, no, wait, you hadn't actually done an action. You'd just been awesome.
Being awesome is a free action. Thank you very much.
It is. GMs have
In
to remember
system,
this.
Free actions are considered an enabler. My awesomeness is an enabler. It enables me to be awesome. It's recursive.
Well, speaking of enabling, shall I? I believe we were going to start it from the top and work our way down. Hello, monster. Number 7.
Hello, monster.
Yes, I had just ended my turn when we had left.
I've come to.
There's a monster
in
number
the pit again.
Thank you for not making me remember that we had ended in the middle of my turn.
Exactly. That would have been awkward. I would have had to write notes.
Not.
7. Notes. The 7 is going to take its move. And 7 is going to take, Monster 7 will take its attack on Sen, as Sen is right there.
I wouldn't advise that.
Well, it makes it more sporting.
And that's the one that doesn't actually have a damage. Would Sen care to make a dodge? Remember that your dodge...
Do I have to dodge?
I mean, you couldn't take it. What else would you do? You could parry. That's true.
Yes, please parry
the
lightsaber.
Yeah, I think you could parry. Yeah.
How does parry work again?
It catches on fire and dies.
I believe... Don't you have a parry skill somewhere on your...
Yeah, but it's not automatic, and I haven't updated it last time I updated my lightsaber thing. So it still thinks my lightsaber is 15 rather than 16, and I don't remember the parry calculation.
So make me double-check the parry calculation. I think it's 3... plus half, but let me open a basic set and double check this because I do not trust my memory, which is always sad. Basic.
While you're checking that, can we just marvel at how the GURPS module for Foundry VTT says that the monster punched, and in parentheses says that it was a punch. It's a punch kind of punch. It's
like eating pie flavored pie. Half a melee skill, which
3 plus half your skill, drop fractions.
Okay, so
good. Thank you.
So it will be 11.
Updated that. I see. Yep. Good. Oh no! Unless you care to spend a kind of wad of fatigue to make that work.
No.
Okay. A hit. 4 points of damage to Sen as its punch, which is actually more of a swipe, goes slash across their torso. Those things have claws.
Okay.
Take your hit point. Did you take your hit points down for you just now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That's that one. Monster number two cowers and snarls. No, it's not fleeing in terror. It's crouching, snarling, then took so.
Oh, wait, that's the intimidated one. It might be. One.
That's the intimidated one. I'm going to
name. That's the smartest of the bunch. I'm going to name that one Brain.
Yeah, and then you're going to kill it, and probably, and everything's going to
just me.
Yep, it's crouched there. It's that one. It's the one that is crawling out of the pit, crawls out of the pit, and will be able to do something next time. And let's see. It's a... I need a range calculator. It's range... That's not the right thing. Why are those things keep doing... measurement. That's circle template, cone template, rectangle ray. Gimme ray. Okay. Oh, that's the tool. What tool is that?
The ruler.
Huh. Oh, so that's what it looks like for other people, I guess, instead of... All right.
Well, it depends. You've got the token controls icon, then you have the measurement controls icon, which looks like an L-shaped ruler. But when you click on that...
Oh, that one!
No, token controls has it. That's what throws me off. So under token controls, that's a ruler. Why is that under measurement? It's for measuring.
Roll for Anchuxa, because I get to do that as the GM for certain things, and that's going to be... Anchuxa, would you care to give me a dodge?
Okay, just a second.
Finding the dodge can be a little bit annoying because... depending on how your sheet is. Ouch. Tuxa is unfortunately missing a dodge by 2, which is, well, that did, technically that should be doubled, but I'm not going to bother because I'm just going to use that. Actually, if it's doubled, that's 2 points. And Tuxa gets annoyingly an arrow from the monster. Can I ping that? Is that what pings them? The monster up at the very north, that if you mouse over, is monster 5. Actually, it's probably here by now to get a reasonably clear shot. Well, I mean, where I want is between the two, but I don't get to do that with hexes. And took so take a annoying... Oops, no, don't roll that. I would not do that one. Take 2 damage because of impaling. And you've sprouted another arrow. These things are terrible with arrows. This is the second time they've shot. You whirl aside, but not quite in time. Okay, got that. That's that one. Wade is yelling and, well, rude, as you dubbed him, is doing a fair amount of, sounds like there's a fist fight going on back there. Sen! It's your turn. That thing just slashed at you again.
And I'm going to slash at it.
With your saber staff, gets to try to dodge. Can it dodge? Did that actually dodge? That did not hit the dodge. Hit the dodge. That's not going to dodge. I do not think that a miss by four is going to make it. 9 damage, which gives that, which means... Oh, it keels over and where's that fun little image that goes across them that, how did I make? I think I made that 7. Yes, here. It falls over and lies there. It
doesn't wither?
It is not wither. There is the screeching of a spulture behind you of foos foos, and it is Rand's turn.
Get him, Wade. Right. So this thing is not completely dead. It's only mostly dead.
It appears to be either unconscious or faking.
Well, what it appears to be is ammunition. Because I can't see the hole from here. I know it's there because I can see more of the map when other players reveal it. But I can see line of sight to Monster 8. So I'm going to call Monster 8 in the corner pocket. I know I was playing basketball earlier. Let me change games. This is fine. And I'd like to try to toss Monster 7, who, being down, probably can't resist very well.
It's difficult to dodge when you're unconscious.
At Monster 8.
Give me your teak roll.
And the question is, will I sink the cue ball? The answer is, I'm okay with that. Made by one. Oh, it had a minus one there. That,
all right, that's...
How far is that?
I think I'll allow that. That was six yards. Yeah. I'll take the minus one on that as... range doesn't usually matter that much for the Force, considering all the things we've seen with, you know, Vader force choking people on the next starship over. So, yes, but
Vader also cut through several people at once, and you don't let us do that. So there's game mechanics.
Well, let me try to do that.
I'll let you try to, but you'll take penalties. He just has a high enough skill that he soaks the penalties.
Look, what if Sen promises to bring balance to the dark side of the Force?
By stabbing
balance,
people?
I mean balance the checkbooks. We are accountants.
You are indeed. I'll say that we'll take the minus one because you don't have a very good line of sight on that. It's dark. It's dark. It's around a corner.
It's fine. I'm just surprised that it included a minus one for range in there.
Mm-hmm. I think that what you have probably managed to do is fling a poor unconscious seven basically right thumped into it a bit and then fell in front of it. It's probably not going to be taking damage, but I think that it probably should have to make a dex roll. It made its dex roll. It does not fall back into the pit.
Oh, well, ever forward. And I get 5 movement?
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm standing in the splatter zone.
Horrible things crunch and squish beneath your boots.
I made this. the saying, I made this bed and now I must sleep in it comes to mind, but I'm not sleeping in this.
You opened this can of worms and now you're going to lie in it.
No, I'm going to telekinesis other it over to one of their heads and hopefully cave it in. Probably shouldn't have opened it first. It has more structural integrity when it's sealed. Also, why was it labeled an MRE? It's a can of... never mind. Asked and answered.
Okay. Behind people, an NPC has made a roll to do something, and the sounds of yelling and grunting and probably some kind of fist fight continue. And Tuxa, your turn.
Well, darlings, there are more of these things coming out of that pit, and I seem to be a pincushion. So I am going to handle this. No, I'm simply going to refocus my attention. Gotta Actually, I really should double check something before I do that. Because I am dangerously low on fatigue.
I am dangerously low on something, but not fatigue.
I'm in my prime.
Goody.
And I'm coming for them.
As there are three within my sight, could you come slightly faster?
I can move 5 hexes around, just like everyone else.
Also, yes, and Cam has been doing quite a bit of heavy lifting in that sentence.
You'll notice I'm trying to get them grouped together a bit more. We're keeping all the nope over there. That straggler to the north is a ne'er-do-well, and I'll have words with him later. By later, I mean my next turn.
Ooh.
That was a critical failure.
Oh, no.
Well, you are now suddenly extra visible.
You are not invisible, and you're not sure why people are still looking at you.
You're positively glowing.
Well, I mean, you're probably not sure if your invisibility worked or didn't work. No, I figure you should know. Your invisibility has not worked. You are obviously a bit too shaken by getting shot again.
Yeah. Also, I'm not seeing my dice.
I saw them. They were black and red.
I've been seeing ghost dice for other people.
I've been seeing your dice.
I'm glad that other people are seeing my dice. I'm not.
That's an essence.
You seeing them doesn't solve it for me.
This is true.
So, here's the thing.
Does it see,
before
show your
this
role?
Session, I uninstalled 2 dice mods that had not been updated since Foundry versions 9 and 10. Considering we're on 11 and will soon be upgrading to 12, I figured, I don't even know if these are doing anything now. It is possible, depending on how you customized your dice, if you were using settings that involve those 2 unupdated mods, that's preventing it from loading the graphics for them.
But I saw them. I would assume that if I saw them, they're there?
Yeah.
There's
if
also
other people
caching.
Are seeing them, it's, yeah,
that's true. Like, mine might have cached differently.
When we had the upgrade to the Dungeons and Dragons rule set in Foundry, some people loaded the new character sheets just fine. Others, it was a mess. So it's possible that my removing those mods, some of us are seeing ghosts of what the mods were. Ghosts of mod past. I'm not going to say I have the solutions. I'm throwing things against a wall. I'm throwing dice against a wall and seeing if I roll a crit.
Clarifying question. Can you not see your dice or not see your roll at all?
I can see my roll. I just can't see the dice.
Okay. I saw Ran roll 2 9s.
3d20.
Yes.
Yeah, I was taking a tip from Beth and rolling d20 so no one would think that I was trying to do an actual roll.
Do you wish to react to your critical failure in any fashion? You do get a move still.
I guess that's my turn.
Okay, at the top. That monster's unconscious. That monster is going to try to make a
And
roll.
I thought you were the smart one.
Yeah, well...
Well, growth mindset. Smart isn't what you are, it's how you do things. Shame.
That one? Yes, well, that one is taking its move to run towards Ran, who does not look at all wounded, and apparently it thinks that this is a problem that should be dealt with by, you know, trying to take a swing at you with a knife, which it has, in fact, made its swing. Would you care to make a dodge or a parry?
Question. Could I dodge or parry with telekinesis other?
I will assess that as if you were making a parry, which means that it will be a 3+1/2 skill.
I heard you say words.
Okay. if you were parrying with your weapon, it would be half of your weapon skill plus three. The plus three is a historical thing that comes in because everybody used to take the maneuver retreat, which gave them about a plus three to their dodge. That's in third edition. So if you are using this in a combat fashion as a reaction, basically, I would say taking your skill level as if it were a weapon. So basically, your telekinesis other.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that in half. That's nine.
Okay.
Add three because it's a defense TM.
Okay. Now, would this be the same formula if I tried to parry with my lightsaber?
Yes, except it would use your lightsaber skill.
Okay.
Half lightsaber plus three.
So parrying with telekinesis is theoretically easier than parrying with a lightsaber.
For you, yes.
Well, yes. This is very situational. But I am certainly going to attempt to parry with my mind. And I made my... Okay.
You made it by... We were going after a 12, because I remember that. And you made a 10, so you make it by 2. That's a parry. Basically, swings at you with a knife. You flick a couple fingers, and the knife bounces, kind of. Skids aside. You shoved it. You shoved the thing away from you just enough that it goes whoosh. It might be a tad startled by this.
May I flavor it slightly differently?
Mm-hmm. Of course
like,
you may.
I like this the idea of I didn't actually parry the knife. I telekinesis othered it, its arm. It wasn't expecting it, so the blade swung wide.
That works perfectly well. You did not quite manage to make it hit itself. That would have been a crit success because, hey, that would have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm deliberately trying to word this in a way where it's not overextended. It's not getting additional penalties for this. It just didn't hit me.
It did not hit you. It did not hit you, and it is very startled because it thought it was going to hit you.
That's not how this works.
Let's see. Give it half because it... The one that was shoved partly back into the pit clambers out and moves a couple hexes so that it's obviously trying to decide if it wants to munch on Tuxa or munch on Ran and cannot decide. The other one has lost line of sight on everybody. Interesting. All right. It does not appear to be moving.
Odd. I can see
which, it. Yes, Ran can see it. It's not moving. You can see it, but it's kind of iffy on the odds. It is knocking another arrow. You can see that much. Let's see about you. You can fall in there. Yeah, that's what they'll do. There are more signs of a fist fight. Sen, your turn.
There is something right there. Yes?
There is something somewhat right there. Ran is you in it.
I'm taunting you. It. I seem to be the tank. Would you care to be the DPS?
You probably want to be an adjacent head next. What is the reach on a saber staff?
You gave me reach one.
Okay, so you can reach it from there, can't you? Yes, okay.
Oh, Sen, you gave me reach one slash two. Not one slash two, one comma two. So
I will give you the ability to use that, yes. Yeah, okay. It is in the second hex there next to you. So, yeah. Made by nine. That is a shame. That is almost a crit. And that is a shame that it is not a crit because that would be so cool. All right. Where do you hide your criffing dodge when it's like this? I figure out how one type of full view. Thank you. There you are. Annoyingly. It manages to just barely dodge. Think that's Sen?
I thought that it had to dodge by more than I made by.
I'm pretty sure that dodge is just dodge. Ellie, can I get a... I think you... That's in combat. Open. It's not where I want it to be open to. How can I find things when they're like this? Rivers. Heck. Faint. All attack, move attack, pits, wait, movement and combat. I have it very much in my head that dodge is simply dodge, which is obviously 374. Defending, active defense, dodges an active defense, is the only active defense you can take against firearms, which is a drop, etc. Dodge active defense is basic speed, plus 3, may dodge any attack except one you did not know about, dodge her, acrobatic dodge, sacrificial dodge, defend a friend by throwing yourself in their attack, vehicular dodge, acrobatic dodge for fancy dodge. Shields and defense. Defending. It is a straight success on your defense roll. So they have a 50-50 chance to make it. Your roll is less than or equal to offensive, effective defense. Dodge, parry to block the attack as chosen. Otherwise, the defense was ineffective and the attack struck home. So it is, you know, if it were a crit, however, that would certainly have some different effects. I would probably say, nah, no dodge for that. Obviously, you have to get your saber staff skill up several more points. It makes its dodge. It is not happy, though. It's 2-1. There is some squawking. It's coming a bit closer your way. Ran, your turn.
My turn.
Dodgy, your turn.
Yeah, monster 2.
Do I get any more?
Oh, Sent, you get more. You took 2 move. Do you want to move again?
Yeah.
Take a step back. All right. 2, you did an attack. Take a step. Is there any other move that you want or just that far?
No, okay. Just that far. I don't want the back into the fist fight.
Fist fight is ways down there, but...
It's fine. So, Monster 2. Have you met Monster 8? Let me introduce you.
Roll 'em.
Made by 6.
Made by 6. Let's see if it can... Cling to the floor or something. That looks like a no. Okay. You're planning to fling.
Bowling for nope.
Straight into Monster 8?
Yes.
Okay. And it's... Right. So... That's what I should be with these things. And I need to remember that because my brain is apparently made out of goo. Absolute utter. There you are. Yes, that's what I want. Perfect. Okay. Next one is come here. Where are you? This is why I should make up a GM screen that has everything that I absolutely want all the time. Give me 2 dice. 2D minus 2.
6. That seems to be what I always roll.
Okay. I will say that the other one stopped it about there because I can't overlap them and put them in the same hex together without... I need an addition that just... Yeah.
You can say bounced. They bounced.
They bounced pretty good.
They're tiggers.
That's a concerning thought.
Well... If there were tiggers, then there'd be only one.
Sadly, there is not only one. Kay, you have thrown. Do you wish to make any movement?
Why, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and, you know, I like it here. I'll stay here.
Okay. PC is going to throw a punch. I can just click that.
Antuxa, you found a pit of nope.
It's Antuxa's turn.
When were you going to tell us about this?
I didn't mention it.
It's been a week.
Several times, in fact. Well, it's hardly my responsibility to be your outboard memory. Let's try that again.
Made your eyes deceive you, invisibility by 6.
Boop. You are invisible.
Much better.
Where do you wish to move to? If anywhere.
Be right back, darling.
Is your 5? Okay. I do believe that a monster 2 here is picking itself up from being falling down. Interesting question. Did you fall down too? A monster 8 flings itself at Ran to take a swipe. Swipe. Where's your swipe? Just makes it. Does Ran care to dodge or parry?
I believe a 9 will make it if a 12 was the target number.
A 12 is the target number.
Now, I've already said that's not what we do here.
Decided typical shove. Monsters,
they brought daggers to a shoving match.
Indeed.
And I have line of sight to the pit.
You do have line of sight to the pit. Meanwhile, Monster 5 does not have line of sight to anyone, it thinks. It knocks and its bow, knocks the arrow to the bow, it draws the bowstring back and is waiting. In the background, oh look, more punching is going on. More sounds. Sen, your turn. Bran keeps taking toys away. It's so unfair.
Bran has movement.
1, 2, 3.
That one would be in range for some saber staffing.
I'm trying to figure out how this works.
But sure.
Oh, okay. You may not reduce your below that number, not can't reduce theirs below that number.
I'm making questioning eyebrows.
Sen is going to reduce their fatigue below 0.
No! No! No!
Unless...
No.
What is Sen doing?
Making a deceptive attack.
Oh-ho! Okay. Read out the rules for the people in the audience.
For every -2 you accept to your own skill, your foe suffers a -1 penalty on their active defenses against this attack. You may not reduce your final effective skill below 10 with a deceptive attack, which normally limits it to skilled fighters.
Okay.
I was looking it up online, but the things I found online weren't making it clear whether you can't reduce your skill below 10 or their defense skill below 10, and the second one would make it kind of useless.
Indeed.
But
you have to you have to have at least 50 chance. Go for it. How many penalties? At -2. Okay, so every -2 gives them, what was it, a -1?
A -1 to defend, yeah.
Okay, so it gets a minus. That's right. And I even have that as an option I can give. You certainly succeeded. Okay. And it's going to try to dodge. Let's see. Crit success. Which is completely unfair, but it did roll a 3.
Yeah.
I saw the dice. I went, no. No. But yes. Alas, it dodgeth. It snickers at you and makes rude gestures that are not what the sort of rude gestures that Siths make, but they're definitely rude.
Monster 2 certainly is not the smart one.
No, it's not. There's a scream of foos behind you and flapping sounds and a bonk as of something that tried to fly inside a cave and hit a wall. Bran.
He's trying his best. And
it's
going
hard
to try
good
mine.
IQ3.
So I
and
can see the pit.
What is your best?
I can see
you
Monster 8.
You can now
8.
See the pit.
I would like to put Monster 8 in the pit. I don't know how deep that pit is. And I believe the trope is you drop a monster down it and count how long it is until you hear the thud at the bottom.
That's certainly one way to do it.
So I'm going to try that.
All right.
Not that great. I only made it by 9.
Only made it by 9. Let's see if Monster 8 can successfully cling to something in time. Nope. Monster 8 goes flying over towards the pit, and you drop.
In my head,
it vanishes from sight.
I didn't lift him over to the pit and then drop. I tossed him at the pit. He bounced off of the wall of the pit and then fell out of sight, which might actually mean that if he kept his senses after banging his head against the wall, that he can cling on to something. That is a possibility. But it's funnier.
There is that possibility. I mean, you made it by 9 if you were actually aiming to clonk it against the edge of the pit before letting it fall. Sure, give me that 2d minus 2.
Oh, certainly.
Give me that.
Oh, this time it was a four. I didn't roll a 6. By the way, for all the 11s that were rolled last week, I did in fact name the episode 11.
Good thing your people aren't playing, what is it, blackjack or 20, where you have to get a 21.
21, we'd be set because the highest number we can roll is an 18.
Not quite there. You get to move if you feel like it.
No, I think I like it here. And Tux is off having fun over there. Sen's off having fun over there. On my turn, if Monster 2 isn't cut in half, I'm going to send it down the pit also.
It's a reasonable thing to do.
That's a big if, though. I think Sen is getting angry. Did he?
Yeah, well, there is
that. I have 4 hit points. What do you expect me to be?
Angry. Your emotion is valid.
Can I get up next to Monster 5 without touching it?
Yes.
Okay.
Just I wasn't sure how wide right the, its head and hit the button at point blank.
I wasn't sure how wide the cave actually was.
You are sucking your breath in to avoid touching it at this point, and I might make you make a dex roll for that. Made by 2. You can manage to avoid touching it.
Okay.
It looks a little like it's looking around at something. It does not appear to notice you. Mind tricks, made by 2.
It calls you. You must return.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I do like that you named this ability like clay at the wheel when you are talking to clay and darkness.
Yeah.
It looks confused and takes a step away from the bottleneck it was guarding towards that horrible thing that you managed to not step on, like some giant organ. It is not
organs.
Yes. It is not looking. It has dropped its aim on the bow, although it keeps it fairly knocked and like at half pull, and is looking over towards the northwestish for the location that you're in. Do you have any more move left?
All the move that I want to move.
Okay, and you have done your action.
Yes.
And top of the hour is Monster 2, which
while
desires
we're at the top of the hour.
Yeah,
we've been playing.
Should we take a break
for 57 minutes?
We should take a break then. Yes, we will take a break. One.
And that's when I said, "That's not my bottle of vomit." Oh, we're back.
I have this image of all of the characters standing around and chatting, and then it's like, oh, right, yes, yes, I'm a fierce monster here.
Yeah,
and Tux and nudges the number 5 in this, and Tux and nudges number 5 in the set. Should we tell him we've heard that one before?
Shrug.
We all meander away from the craft services table.
All the stagehands run away and you know, take the bottles of water that they offered earlier. Yeah. Okay.
Of course the stagehands run away. We've seen Spaceballs.
Don't take that one, darling. That's Rand's. He needs it for its props.
Oh, right.
Yes, that's the one that has the vomit. I'm going to throw it down the hole. Nope.
I don't think you brought it with you.
No, we did not. Rand actually, is not actually disappointed. But we'll pretend to be disappointed.
You did bring a bottle of fake of the blood that turned into bad wine, spoiled wine, when you got out of range, alas. A Monster 2 will take a step towards Sen. Monster 2, as I recall, is one that has a knife and is therefore going to swing it successfully. Sen, dodge time.
Made by 3.
Parry time.
Lightsaber.
Parry with a lightsaber.
And if defense rolls aren't contests, that will do it.
That will in fact do it. And I would like you to roll me a d6 on a 1 or 2. You took the parry at a solid point of the lightsaber, and at a 3 or more, you parried with the glow stick. A 1. It swings. You block with the middle of your saber staff. It's fine. It can handle this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's not fragile.
That's a stone knife, and this is a durasteel tube.
Just make a roll there. All right, that's an interesting roll that just got made. Very nice. Monster, the creature up next to Antuxa, towards the north and west there, makes a sort of questioning garb sound. Going to do a quick little thing here. From further north, Antuxa hears another monster that comes approaching. Critter. Whatever.
Antuxa says, oh, good, but she does it inwardly. Sorry. Oh, goody.
It makes a questioning noise back at the one that she had done the mind trick, that is standing there being very baffled.
How's the fist fight going?
Yeah, you're getting the worst of it there, aren't you? Sen's turn. Sen?
Sen is going to attempt to make a deceptive attack again.
Excellent. Made it. And it is at a negative one.
It's a good thing that I was only giving myself a minus 2 penalty.
Yes, I think that's a reasonable. Well, that's a fail. It fails its dodge. Would you care to do damage?
I usually enjoy doing damage.
12 points of it, in fact. Well, hit, you hit. Ooh. Do tell, how does this deceptive attack work?
Well, I have a saber staff, and I think what happens is I sort of start acting like I'm trying to swing for its shoulder, and then I just sort of flip and go for it with the lower blade instead.
You basically slice through it, and it goes into a puff of disintegrating, gross, withering as you cut upwards.
Excellent.
It drops its knife on the floor. Ting, 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 ting. As it becomes scraps of boned leather and rotting internal organs.
Try to stab me, will you?
Do you care to take a movement? That's the word I want.
I will move to here.
Okay. There's a squawking that is coming closer that is alternately just sort of unhappy screeches and fuss, fuss, fuss.
Yes, yes, come towards the light, but not directly towards the light. Aim nearish the light. Don't land on the light. Please do not land on the light.
Ran.
Well, I was in a target-rich environment.
I mean, there's still a couple of unconscious ones. There's some weird sounds coming from out of the pit.
I'm going to toss one of the unconscious ones down the pit.
Okay. How much you make that by? By 7.
I would like to toss the one that's furthest from me into the pit.
Monster one?
It's been unconscious the longest.
It's been unconscious longest. All right. Are you going to work on bouncing its head off anything, or?
I mean, if I can.
You made it by 7. I think if you want to throw it into the pit and bounce it off the wall as it goes down, that would work out.
Okay. What am I rolling?
Oh, let's go for the 2D minus 2, because we've been doing that and I haven't worked out the vibes yet.
Okay.
I've not. Oh, nice. 9.
Wow.
There's a crunching sound as it falls down. Might be something vital. Might just be a rib. Might be the stone knife.
As it vanishes, puff of desiccated sand, leather, something comes up and fades away. It's a little hard to tell because the light in here is really pretty bad. It's Do you wish fine. To take a move action? It's fine.
I ready my lightsaber and steal myself because I have a suspicion that there's an ambush point around the corner. Tixa went down there and we haven't heard from her since.
That's true. She did vanish before she went down there.
Oh, then I don't even know that she went down there.
That's true. She did say she'd be back, but she is invisible.
And do you know that if I'm in the drawing tools thing, I can't actually move my character?
It's so upsetting.
Two, three, four, five.
Ah, hello, here friend. You come with your glowing...
Oh, and other friend. Have you two met?
And Tuxa.
And Tuxa gets out of
steps out of
range.
Laying around. Yes.
Not that I would know.
And Tuxa does mind tricks with a crit success. What are you saying, Antuxa?
That one is working with the intruders. Didn't you hear it? Didn't you hear that? The other one call it friend?
Oh, wow. It snarls. Top of the round. That one's in the pit. That one is going to shoot an arrow at Ran. It had.
Oh, as a new friend, you're giving me a gift.
I mean.
May I attempt to use telekinesis other on the arrow?
If you make a danger sense roll, which is going to be a perception roll, which I am perfectly willing to allow because this is Star Wars. You people parry blaster bolts.
Well, I missed it by 3. So I imagine I also missed the arrow. But I'm not sure it's going to miss me.
There's a certain concern. Let's see. How's a critical success look?
Yeah, I think that this thing's gonna hit.
I'm afraid so.
How many points am I taking off?
You're taking off 5.
That took me down to half health.
That's a problem. GURPS can be very deadly. You people are extremely deadly, and the only reason these things aren't going down much faster is because they're high health hot and they have the high pain threshold advantage. They are basically made to just keep coming.
This outfit was already unsalvageable, but I'm still going to make you pay for it.
Monster A, despite the fact that it just shot its friend, and attacks its buddy, its former buddy, its similar buddy, with its knife.
That wasn't a good evil laugh. I feel like Molly.
You only get to dodge if you know an attack is coming. 5 does not get to dodge. Isn't that sad?
It's darn near heartbreaking.
Impaling damage. That means the damage gets a lot more. Right. Yeah. Okay. It is stabbed in the kidneys. It shrieks in surprise. Doesn't seem to actually pain. Surprise. Looking at its fellow. Because that's the fun of crit successes. Let's see how the fist fight is going. Fist fight. Fist fight. Well, that doesn't look very good. No, I think you failed that one. All right. Sen,
fight,
your turn.
Fist fight, spinning, go round.
Roll well, there is a lot of spinning.
And see what we've found.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. It's Sen's turn.
There is an unconscious one over there.
Yep. And a pit.
That's where the pit is.
That sort of cracked thing around a bloopy bit. Yep, there's a pit there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will try to use telekinesis other to push the unconscious one into the pit.
Make your roll. Just made it.
Well done.
It doesn't get anything. It's only a little bit it goes into the pit. I think that is, you did not make it by enough to cause, what's the right word, severe damage from bouncing it off. It just went slide the...
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to shove it into the pit.
Actually, it's give me a perception roll. A hearing roll specifically from Sen. Your hearing isn't any better than your major than your general perception, is it? Nope, it's not. It makes a sort of wet, gloopy splash noise as it goes in. Like it hits something liquid. It's probably not important.
Oh, good. It found the bottom.
Pretty quickly.
Oh.
Fuss. Flat, 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 flat. Rand's turn.
So I'm sure I'm going to have to put a penalty on this roll, but is there a possibility?
Yeah, technically.
Looking at this scene, and I know that not every map that you have is as pictured for reasons. I see a lot of rock on the ground. Would it be possible to take all the rocks that are over here and put them over here?
Smashing through the two critters on the way.
Yes. I mean, if they don't get out of the way of this urban renovation, that's a them problem. Notices were put up 30 days ago.
In a basement. On Drummond Cass.
Well, yes. Also, the lights had gone out, and so had the stairs. And they were in a locked file cabinet behind a door that had a sign on it that said, "Beware of the Rancor."
I'm going to assess, because you just got seriously injured in the prior round, I'm going to assess a minus five on this.
All right. I have no idea if the microphone picked up me cracking my knuckles, but I did crack my knuckles before this roll. And Rand also cracks knuckles. that's a critical success. And makes a critical success. All of the rocks on the side of this cave where Intuxa are Intuxa looks at the ground and it is a polished surface.
Technically, I should be assessing this based on your effective skill, but I don't care. This is funnier. There are a lot of rocks.
You know what we call those? Shrapnel.
Indeed, you do
Napoleon
call that
would say
shrapnel.
It's a whiff of grape.
Except it's not grape. These aren't grape shots. These are definitely, well.
Anyway.
Give me a, just for the fun of it, and I'm not going to do the math to figure out what this should be, because it's more hilarious this way. Give me a 12D minus 12.
Whoa.
You had a lot of rocks there. You got a critical success.
12D minus 12. Come on, no whammies.
26, sorry.
Hold on, you said minus 12 or 26?
No, that's 12. Fine. This is what I want. Yeah.
12D minus 12.
Yep, okay. 12
I
minus 12.
I do 34
exactly
points of damage to these things. Bludgeoning,
just
piercing,
for,
impaling, you name it. Juicing. Yeah, 34 points of juicing damage.
It slices. It dices. It makes julienne fries. Will not break. Will not. It broke.
It broke.
Well, that's what's happening to Monster A and Monster 5, apparently. I hope.
Just give one more roll here.
Wish I could.
My favorite bit of trivia about that movie is that the merchant at the beginning and the genie were supposed to be the same character, but they cut it out of the script.
Which is why the same person voiced both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Monster A explodes into a poof of everything. A Monster 5 with bow sprawls on the ground, snarling, oozing, and not dead.
Now, you see, you went and made me upset. You weren't supposed to do that.
Well, in just a moment, that's not a good roll. The brawl continues. It's Entux's turn.
I am colliding with a wall.
You're colliding with a wall? Is there a wall there?
Apparently.
Ah, I will move the wall slightly.
Oh, don't worry about it. I am where I intended to be.
Okay. In the light, the dim light, you can see a taller humanoid figure in front of where you nearly tripped over the organ, who is muttering in strange languages that you don't know. And you definitely hear its roof or whatever. Detecting disturbance made by Seven. He is summoning something. He is speaking to this organ, and this is calling things up through a weak spot.
He's summoning the Phantom of the Opera and an angel of music.
Not nearly so well sung, however.
Well, that's my move on my action.
Chandelier in pieces. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ellie, what did you say?
I said that's my move and my action.
Okay.
And that one.
This one picks itself up off the ground, but it is not. It snarls and gropes for another arrow. Are you hearing the cat in the background?
No, unfortunately.
That's probably not actually unfortunate, because wow, was he yelling loudly.
I heard like snippets, but only when you were talking.
Ah, okay. It's Sen's turn.
Aha. Okay.
Sen, which way are you looking? You're looking in that.
I have my back to a wall. Ran is in the choke point there, and there's a pit. I'm probably trying to keep my gaze towards the open area.
Towards the pit? Ish.
I'm trying to keep as good a view as I can on both directions, so probably this way.
Give me a vision roll.
Okay. I don't know what the penalties are, so I'm just going to roll.
By 5 is fine. You detect some movement, and the head of one of those creatures starts coming back out of the pit. You have a movement and an action.
I try to do that thing where you shove it back down the hole with a stick, except, you know, the stick is big and glowy.
Let's see if it can dodge that. It does not dodge. Would you like to do damage with your glowy Staber Staff stick?
That's a lot of D6s that just got rolled.
For 7 points of damage.
Back in.
Despite the fact that you have shoved a lightsaber through apparently its shoulder, it snarls at you and clings to the edge of the pit and does not keel over. It had a critical success. The spulture shrieks fuss and starts flapping back away from the pit into the darkness.
I mean,
it's not wrong.
It's not.
So I am in this choke point. Mm-hmm. However, is the choke point so small that I would not be able to take the monster in front of me and toss them towards the pit?
You would have to duck.
May I duck and do a curve shot to get them into the pit?
You may. I am going to assess a -2 penalty, and the ducking is your movement.
I am okay with this. My next action, barring untoward events, is going to be taking place from here, after advising Sen to back up. So I made it by 8, which means I made it by 6.
Okay. I'm a bit tempted to put in that the 6 is the number of hexes it goes, which has not been being a problem with the amount you've been making it previously. It is not, but it will not quite hit the pit. Will I get too many sad eyes if I do this?
I mean, I've given something for Sen to hit with their saber staff, so.
That's true. Sen now has.
And I'm fairly certain that it no longer is prepared to shoot an arrow. One usually is no longer prepared to shoot an arrow if one has been hurled forcibly over top of a Sith apprentice accountant.
True.
Why are you giving me more of them?
I'm trying to put them all down the hole before I cave in the ceiling above them. You're the one standing next to the hole.
Because they were coming out of the hole.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Should I assume that it hits the ground?
Ideally, and skids several feet.
Make it, let it make dex roll to see if it skids or not. It succeeds its dex roll. It does not actually skid.
It actually power slides. It dug its claws. It feels very cool for doing so.
However, it's going to take some dice. Let's do that 2d6 minus 2 fun.
Oh, I'd be thrilled, and I would laugh so hard if this if it actually makes its dex save, power slides, and takes lethal damage from it.
I mean,
I do zero damage.
You rolled a 2, and it's minus 2. No damage.
Oh. I mean, for my headcanon of how it's doing this, this makes total sense. I am not going to complain. But also, dag nabbit.
Far down to the south, down the tunnel, are some cries that sound like someone got seriously punched. But that's a long way away to actually see what's going on. And Tuxa
will carefully slide one glove off and come over and say hello.
What is that? Hello?
If I can find the skill.
As a free action, Ran flicks the cap off of the bottle of hand sanitizer that he always brings with him since he's been adventuring with Entuxa. Because Entuxa's going to need a bottle after this.
Oh no, handling the decaying head in the first adventure, that was when I needed the whole bottle. And Crash, I think you're going to appreciate the circumstances of this skill name as well.
With the dead in a dead language.
Psychometry. Made by 3. What do you care to psychometrize? I assume the roof.
Yes. And she does reappear at this point with a hello, darling. I am expecting horrors.
Basically, this is definitely, at this point in time, and has not been bothering to try hiding it, as he did before the last time you shook hands. This is clay in darkness. This is darkness. This is not a physical creature. This is an entity wearing a skin suit. It is amused in some parts. It is annoyed in other parts. It is a thing that does not actually belong in a body, but so long as the anchors persist, the body will persist as well. Does that answer the questions that psychometry poses?
Oh, yes. That's very useful information.
He goes, what?
I wondered where you'd gotten off to. It was so nice of you to put us up. Your hospitality was much appreciated. But, well, all good things must come to an end.
And same for you. Ran is not close enough to make that comment.
Horrifying things must come to an end either, as well. And I believe we're up to the top of the round.
I do believe we're up to the top of the round. Okay. Top of the round. The monster that was climbing out of the pit attempts to, in fact, climb out of the pit. And
with only one shoulder. Moved well there. Done.
Actually, there's enough lodge there. I'm just going to say it's out. Then that is its move. It readies a fistful full of claws, basically, and is glaring at Sin. Monster 5 takes a step away and begins readying its bow again. How's that fist fight doing? Ah, everybody's doing badly. Nice to know. Rufu now has his place in the combat room, in the combat sequence. I like being able to just add them in and roll for them. That's very handy.
It's nice.
Good little add-on. Yeah, it's a good...
I think that's base game stuff. Like, that mechanic exists in the D&D Foundry module also. I think it's just how they do it.
It's very useful here. Is this doing what I want to do? There it is. That's what I want. Thank you. just want to do a very quick check on a behavior. Well, let's go with that. Arufu takes a somewhat frenetic swing at Antuxa. Well, the creature wearing Rufu's body like a skin suit, but you know. Would Antuxa care to make a dodge or whatever? Parry with a lightsaber, one of those things. You make your dodge. You are completely unharmed.
Yeah, Antuxa is doing the hands behind the back, step out of the way thing again.
Excellent, excellent. Sen, your turn.
Sen, please back up.
What do I need to do to back up? Wow, not that.
Not that.
Sen attempts to back up, rolls a critical failure, jumps into the pit.
Please don't.
What actually happened was I slightly, my computer slid, and when I caught it, I hit the arrow key.
Whoops.
The explanation does not make the action any less funny, but I'm glad it was corrected. Ran has already revealed his plan. He wants to bring the cave roof down over the pit.
So, I don't, there's no, like, disengaging thing?
Nope. You just step away. Nobody is near enough to even grab you at the moment.
One, two, three. I don't think I can get past Ran.
I'm going to move Ran briefly to see what's underneath of Ran. Ran is basically in a choke point, and while you could slither around, it would probably be a bit awkward.
Also, I think that was four spaces, so this would be your fifth space. You'd end right on top of Ran, which would be awkward. I'm trying to be like cool and everything here, and that.
And there's a toilet.
My kitty, you just stepped on. You're stepping on my. You've stopped. You are stepping on my kidney, and you've stopped. Why?
One moment, I need to stop laughing. Because I don't want to laugh while my rib is in that position.
Oh no.
Your ribs? What about mine?
Crash!
Sorry.
Okay, I think it's in as good a position as that one ever is. Anyway, while I'm over here, I'm going to try to zap.
Okay. That looks like a good zap. That's a made by four with the range there. Which one are you zapping?
The one I injured.
Okay. And how much damage do you do with that zap?
Can I spend 2 fatigue?
If you have it.
Yeah, I was at full.
Okay, then you can spend 2 fatigue.
And I can do 4 dice.
That's what we worked on, yep.
I will do 16 damage to it.
Let's start making death check. Right.
Wow.
It made a death
a
check.
Quite success
it made
on
crit.
Death check.
Yeah.
I'd say ouch, but it's the opposite.
It checks. There's no death there.
Are you sure?
Indeed.
Check again.
No, it's pretty sure here.
No, I'm pretty sure because I'm going 2 turns from now and the spulcher doesn't do much. So you're going to have to check again.
Well, yes.
Wait for
it. The spulcher flaps. Thud. Rand's turn.
Poor spulcher Wade. All right.
Yes.
So, yes. Cave roof above the pit. I want to make into the cave floor.
I am going to say that you are going to need a fairly high success roll. I mean, that cave roof there, unless it got loosened by something... I think we're basically going with on the minus 10 roll. Can you make a minus 10?
Okay.
Can you
spend fatigue
to make your skill better?
Uh-huh. I definitely can. Sen, if you tell anyone I did this, I'll deny it. How much fatigue do I have to spend?
Just double check what my... yeah, you've got it up there. What's the fatigue per plus...
Blanking generally for forced powers, you were making it 1-to-1.
So for every 1 fatigue, you will get a +1 to your skill.
I am spending 4 fatigue.
Okay, for a 14. Okay, so, or for a 13? Wait, what? That okay, you get plus 4.
14. Or, right. Actually, no. It's. I'm just going to roll and you math it.
Oh, that's evil. Okay, so I was saying at a minus 10, which would normally be an 8 plus a...
I made it by plus 7, four fatigue. But I spent 4 fatigue.
Okay, so
and 8. I needed to make it by 10 based on what you told me.
Yeah. Doing it both ways, I believe you made it.
Okay.
The ceiling shudders. The ceiling makes horrible cracking noises. You are forced to actually gesture with your hand in a clawed grip.
Oh,
as you yank.
Forced or not, I'm doing it for the aesthetic.
Oh, well, okay then. It's not just the aesthetic. This is you must focus yourself into it. Focus on your rage. Focus on how much they have messed up your clothes and they put an arrow in you. And you're not sure that's not in a lung, honestly.
You would pay for this.
The ceiling comes crashing down. Mostly covering up that whole area. I think you're just going to get the drawing tool. And I'd say that about here, yeah, ka-thump. There will be no going past there at the moment.
And can I
will,
do a thing?
I'm just going to make window walls here. There. Nobody's moving past those. There you go. Okay. You hear a pained yell from Hosaashi that is possibly a call for assistance. Antux, it's your turn. Rude Fu took a swing at you. How dare?
How dare indeed.
It's not rude. The other one's rude, but you know. Life Drain!
Antux steps forward deceptively quickly and slaps her bare hand to Rufu's cheek.
His scruffy, bearded cheek.
Yes.
Okay.
It's that like fingers spread, gripping a basketball grip. You know the one I mean?
Yes.
His beard hair is coarse and it gets everywhere.
It is and it does. I'm afraid your food was awful. Your sleeping arrangements were questionable. And your minions shot me. You owe me some of my life back.
One fatigue failed to resist by more than you succeeded by. Takes damage equal to half the degree of success minus one. You get 6. You get 3 hit points back.
Oh, good. I only need 2.
Well, alas, any left over, I believe, gets lost. It's sad. So sad.
Can we hand wave that the arrow pushes itself out of my shoulder as I heal up?
We can hand wave that perfectly, yes. Works fine. After all, you have a spare hit there, so if it shoves itself out and does a little damage coming out, healed up.
Yes.
He makes a horrible, not quite human noise of outrage as you suck in life force, which is, my, that does taste like clay and darkness and things that you would not normally put in your own life force, except, wow, you're kind of ticked.
So better than the food.
Yeah. Let's see. You're going to.
Anyway, I'm not going anywhere, so that's my turn.
Okay. Do a bit of roll right there.
How do I always end up face to face with the possessed person, either throwing lightning into them or sucking life out of them?
Look, if you had a nickel for every time you did that, you'd have 2 nickels.
Which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
I mean, yeah.
It's what happens when you wander around invisibly and then pop out. You wind
That's
up.
True.
Well, you know.
Also, this is kind of Antux's thing.
It is, definitely. There is a noise of Rude from down to the south tunnel shouting something triumphantly. Sen, it's your turn.
Did things get
Well, as the thing says there, oops, all rocks.
Yeah.
There might be some crunch berries in there, but I'm not looking for them.
Ran, help Antipsa. Can I move more if I don't attack?
Yes.
I was going to ask the same question on my turn.
I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Okay, I'm running back towards the fist fight.
Okay. Yeah. Line of sight on them, I do believe. Well, they're kind of... There's a lot of darkness there.
Hossa could handle himself?
Probably himself.
But that does not sound like Hossa is handling it himself.
Well, the roles have not been great.
It's okay. You have Wade with you to help.
Foos, foos, foos! Flap, 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 flap.
So long as Wade doesn't run into a wall again.
Yeah, well, sort of cowering by the side of a wall and just not a happy vulture. Ran, what are you up to?
Well, first, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hmm?
So Rufu's
there.
In
the light! Yeah.
And Ran is there. And a horrible-looking organ of a thing is there.
It pulses like a heart. It's sort of embedded in the wall, or parts of it are outside the wall or something.
Part of me wonders if we need that intact in order to swap all the bodies back and end this Freaky Friday scenario.
You'd probably have to ask someone who knows things like this.
Well, Sen went to help him out. So in the meantime, I would like to telekinesis other to just try to hold Rufu still. Imagine, if you will, a ghostly hand wrapping around Rufu's arms and legs so that he doesn't try to foolishly punch Antuxa again.
Give me a telekinesis other roll.
I'm not trying to keep from squeezing too hard. I already know he heals.
Indeed.
I made it by 11.
Made by 11. And it's not a crit success. It's just made
it's
by 11.
It's still not a crit.
And that's not a crit.
Antuxa, just so you know, regarding this arrow, I learned it from watching you.
Well, I do provide a valuable service.
That you do. And so do I. Rufu's not going anywhere, probably until a few questions have been answered.
In a strangled voice, he snarls, "You are not on home turf." And Tuxa, anything you want to be doing?
That body isn't your home turf either, I believe.
My darling, I am Sith. I have never, in fact, been on my home turf. But I would like to know, how much lightning do you think this part of you, and she gestures to the organ on the floor, could survive? Because I do have rather a lot of that.
I've learned a new trick with rocks. It's not as fancy as...
Yes, I heard. But no, but substantially effective.
They do tend to roll around a bit.
Rufu growls, but does not actually answer Antuxa, which is interesting.
I'm not rotating Rufu to follow Antuxa as Antuxa walks around, by the way. Rufu is still pointing in the same direction as before.
Okay.
I am going to do the thing.
What thing are you doing?
Ran, darling, I'm very sorry, but I do appreciate you carrying that bottle of hand sanitizer around, but I'm afraid we're going to have to extort the huts for quite a bit more after this.
Made by 7 psychometrying the heart.
Yes.
Your birthday present for this year was going to be stock in a hand sanitizer distillery. I hate to spoil it so early, but I thought you should know.
Well, I am the biggest customer.
You have made your giving.
Indeed.
This is a protrusion of physicality into the cave into reality that comes from something where the force is more pure, shall we say, and certainly dark. And it's folded, it's connected, the space behind the heart, that it's next to the pit, even though, well, it's obviously a bit far from the pit. It's next to a place that was a sacrifice where things skitter and crawl in an undead, horrible way. It surrounds the cave. It protrudes into the cave. It's connected. It's connected to the creature that is puppeting Rufu's body. It's tied to the spulture. It's tied to Rude. It is a nexus point that, if it were destroyed, would probably cut everyone off from this well, this power source, this heart of dark clay, we say. It might not put everyone back in their bodies. It might just cut everything off and stop it where they are.
So it lives for a few more rounds.
Yeah. Depends on what you want to do with it.
That's my opinion.
By the way.
Yes, I will communicate this to Ran.
I feel like I need hand sanitizer now. And so does Ran.
Oh. But you've hardly Ran been touching feeling, any of them.
Well, yes, but Ran saw Antuxa's face when Antuxa touched it. And Ran now pulls out the hand sanitizer and just like rubs some on his hands right now. Just as a matter of course.
You're prophylactic. Ran, darling, would you shout down to Sen to perhaps not do quite so much damage to Wade's body, please?
I pull out my communicator and say, oh, Sen, try not to kill anyone too much. We need them all here.
Can I do one more thing? This is not a...
Drop.
It's not an action. It's an eidetic memory action.
Okay.
Okay, Columbo.
Thinking is a free action. Roll versus intelligence. Okay. Made by 4.
I am thinking about what I read in Fort Rufu that would have anything to do with the body swapping ritual.
You immediately know that there was nothing that you read about the body swapping ritual. You okay. Do remember that Hosaashi was the one who was talking to Sen and seemed to be feeling a bit guilty about Jithashi, which is the entity that he said is running Rufu's body now, apparently. He refers to this in a way that suggests it is something of an annoyance that could become worse, as opposed to a terrible, awful, nightmarish, horrible thing. Exasperation, not horror. Ah, yes, we should probably find a good stopping. Let's give Sen a moment. Is that all right? And Tuxi, you go.
Well, let's give Sen a moment, too.
Sen, do you want to intervene with you can move and then do something or double move.
1, 2, 3, 4. So can I see what's going on down there now?
Give me a perception roll -2 and we'll see what the details you get are. They're a bit beyond the circle of your saber's glow.
Indeed. -2 after the night vision.
Oh, right. You have the night vision as well. What's your night vision?
3.
Give me a perception roll.
Okay.
Made by 5. Wade has, Rude. Wade's body has grabbed up the slug thrower again, the rifle, and is attempting to bring it to bear on Hosaashi, who is hanging on to the barrel of it and trying to keep it away from him, and is having to use both hands to do so. So there's a scuffle and a struggle going on. Rude is shouting things about Criffing Thornhead gonna blow off your leg, gonna blow off your head. Send telekinesis other made by five.
What I would like to help Hosaashi take the gun away from Rude.
He fails his strength roll by one, and you do, in fact, yank the gun out of his hands.
Sorry, did you think that I was going to let you do that?
He goes on a thing about how Kriffing aliens are all like this. You all stick together, you Kriffing magic aliens. He's going to blow you all up. And he is going to run away from you. And you know, I think that's a good place to start. Start the pause button. What's the right word?
That's a good place to ask if anyone has any plugs.
Oh, right. Does anyone have anything to plug?
Well, EO's mom writes books.
There's probably a URL for that.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't? EO, do you know?
ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Indeed. And speaking of websites?
Well, I have a few. But if you're looking for podcasts like this, and also a Cypher System podcast, and also two different D&D podcasts, you can find those at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, you can go to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to support us financially, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Till next time, this is Beth saying, just you wait, you riffing aliens! I'll blow you all up! Good night, everyone!
Good night.
Utini, which translates to, what's this about blowing up aliens? I might be able to help. Here, hold this 35-second bomb. I know it says 30 seconds. That's a typo. Good night, everybody.
Night!